So the emotional freedom technique is something that's become very popular in the world. It's very effective for working on a relatively superficial situation. Okay, so what it basically is tapping with the fingers of your hand, tapping certain meridian points, certain junctions of acupuncture meridians on the physical body, mainly around the head. And you can Google up emotional freedom technique and look at all the points. They're on the crown, the middle of the forehead, just under the eye, just under the eyelid, and below the nose, above the top lip, below the bottom lip, and just under the collarbone, and also on the inside of the heel of the palm of the hand. So these are the popular points. So I began practicing and studying this a long time ago, before anyone actually really had even heard of emotional freedom technique. I was studying this stuff and practicing it. And what I realized was that you don't actually have to tap in these specific points in order to feel the effect of the practice. And all the tapping does is help the energy to move. But what you have to do is move the energy and break an old pattern and replace it with a new pattern. So you say something very specific in the emotional freedom technique while you're tapping or moving in a way that breaks up the pattern. So again, let's go back to this normal waking state. People behaving normally, living in a world that triggers a stress response. The biological, physiological, chemical effect of that puts them into a certain state, which they feel. And that state is going to be mirrored in the way they hold themselves, in the way their physical body is, their posture, and everything to do with their physical, mental, and emotional way of being. To break a pattern, all you basically have to do is move. You just have to move. So you can dance while you're doing this. You can go for a walk while you're doing this. You can clap your hands together. You can jump up and down on the spot. You can exercise while you're doing this. It doesn't matter what you do, as long as you get out of the physiological pattern that is associated with the old attitude, the old feeling, and the mindset that goes with it. So the tapping, obviously, is something that we don't do in a normal waking state. We don't tap on top of our heads, normally. So while you're doing this tapping or movement, you say a very specific mantra. And that specific mantra is, even though I, and then you put in there whatever it is you're dealing with. Let's say you're feeling depressed. Even though I'm feeling depressed, or even though I've been depressed for the last 25 years, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. Even though I'm feeling fear, I'm feeling anger, even though I've been, playing out a victim, the role of the victim for the last 30 years, even though I've been, addicted to heroin for the last 5 years, even though I was beating my children again this morning, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. While you're tapping or dancing or moving or clapping your hands in any way that you feel inspired to, all right? Now, the way this works, the main thing is when you start talking about human potential and you're interested in bringing that potential into the world, what you're doing is you are coming into alignment with, lining up with, aligning with your own spiritual power. And we could call that energy or consciousness that exists within you. But its nature has been, it's been described as love. Yeah, and that's what we all want. That's what makes feel really good anyway. And that's why we like connecting with people. We like connecting with each other. We like doing nice things and having fun and sharing and caring with our friends and families and community. And it's really rewarding for us when we help people and when we add value to other people's lives. All of those reasons and every other reason you can think of about, you know, what makes you feel good is because we are expressing this innate human nature that exists within us. And so if we want to heal ourselves, if we want to shift out of a normal waking state, we need to be expressing deep love and self-acceptance. Because if we can love and accept ourselves no matter what, it puts us into vibrational alignment with our own spiritual nature. And this is why when we go into mythological language or a religious language, you know, they talk about God is love, and that it is the savior is, you know, it is a spirit of love, and it's, and it washes away all the negativity. Yeah. So its nature is perfect love, and that's our inner nature as well. That means it's not keeping score, and all it can do is love. So if we want to come into our full power, then we have to do that. And what most people try and do is try and be loving to other people, but they don't. But they got issues with themselves. And the thing about these issues is, it's not just the negativity and the stress and the disharmonious attitude that you may or may not have been experiencing today. It's yesterday, last month, last year, the last 10 years, the last 20 years, what happened in your childhood that you can't even remember, and then also in your genetics, what your parents were up to, and what your grandparents and all the ancestors. And so we come from a history of war, conflict, dysfunctional relationships, embedded deeply in the human psyche, which shows up in us, in our subconscious and unconscious, and is embedded in the DNA, literally in the gene codes, the vibrational codes of the genetics. So when we do the emotional freedom technique, it allows us to start working back into that depth. So we've already done the alternate nostril breathing, which is relaxing us and opening us and shifting out of the normal waking state into a higher state of consciousness, into a different feeling experience. And then we can take it a little deeper with the emotional freedom technique, by deeply and completely loving and accepting ourselves just the way we are, even though we've been behaving or we've been experiencing whatever it is. Yeah. But whatever it is we've been behaving and experiencing, we're obviously aware of it. We're conscious of it because we're able to tap on it and call it. So give me an example of some negative pattern that you might have been dealing with over the last months or years.
I get triggered with relationships, so I have abandonment issues. So I always feel like I'm being abandoned and I'm scared to let love in.
Okay, so you would be using the emotional freedom technique to release that by tapping or dancing or walking or jumping up and down or going for a run or clapping your hands together, some kind of energetic movement involving your physical body. Okay. And you would say, even though I've been experiencing or feeling abandoned or abandonment, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. Even though I've been attracting men that make me feel abandoned, I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am. And you'd say that over and over and over, while you're tapping, while you're moving, and you'll just notice that you start feeling better and better and better. And you might be releasing emotion, yeah? So you might have, and the thing is what is happening is we're going deeper into ourselves, yeah? So we're going from the breathing, which is physiological relaxation, into tapping, which is emotional freedom. So these emotions are, because we're aware of them, and we know about, you know, the issues that are associated with them, they're called conscious. So we're conscious of them.
Right.
But there's also the subconscious and there's the unconscious, which is really where the deep, deep, deep patterns are. So the emotional freedom technique is very effective, you know, for the superficial levels.
Right.
So it's like the alternate nostril breathing. It's going to make you feel better fast on a superficial level. But it's not necessarily going to deal with the subconscious the deeper subconscious and the unconscious content that exists in your psyche, right, and also in your genetics, in your DNA. So the fascinating thing about this is that we inherit the vibrations, the patterns of the way our ancestors have been behaving towards each other. So the abandonment experiences, yeah, the reason why we attract, you know, any kind of negative patterns and situations into our lives may have their roots in the way our parents were relating to each other, or the way our grandparents were relating to each other, or and so on and so forth. I had a client the other day, and we were dealing specifically with the pain of five generations of single motherhood. Yeah, so her mother was a solo mum, her grandmother was a solo mum, and great grandmother, and great great grandmother, and great 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 grandmother as well. Yeah, five generations of solo mothers. Yeah, so that pattern had been carried on. So she's a solo mum and raising the kids, and she's full of anger still towards men, because it's embedded in the psyche. That rage and the feeling of abandonment and the frustration and the sadness and the anger and everything else that's associated with that feeling hadn't been cleared by the ancestors, hadn't been cleared by the grandparents, hadn't been cleared by the parents, hadn't been cleared by the great grandparents, etc., etc. So we did a session to clear it all. So the alternate breathing and the emotional freedom technique are wonderful and critical, essential steps in the right direction of feeling better and being liberated from this inner torment that goes with these things, and the patterns that are embedded into us that are still attracting and, you know, basically causing and creating these circumstances. So we're in it. The first thing we need to do is to be able to relax, to accept and deeply and completely love and accept ourselves just the way we are. That's the fundamental step. We can't relax and embrace the situation and accept the situation and start treating it with deep love and self-acceptance, we're not going to heal it. It's not going to go away. We haven't got a, you know, it's just, we're not even on the beam to be able to really deal with it effectively. And this is what happens, you know, people get stuck in therapy and whatnot for decades, you know, and never actually get any better and are still stuck in the same emotional, you know, pattern of the thing, you know, even though it might have happened 50, 60 years ago. I mean, we all know people, you know, that will still be crying about something that happened, you know, when they were 7 years old or something. And it doesn't necessarily have to be particularly traumatizing. It can, but they've represented it to themselves in that way, and they've hung on to it and reinforced it over the years. And it's still the excuse that their ego is using to dissociate them from their spiritual power. So fundamentally, self-love, self-acceptance needs to be founded on an attitude of, you know, a willingness to absolutely surrender and let go a positionality, a perspective, the point of view of the wounded child, which is the ego, the point of view of the victim, which is the ego, the point of view of the prostitute and the saboteur, whatever other negative archetype is being activated through the wound. And so everything that I deal with on my website, even though I begin with these physiological and emotional strategies, I emphasize all the time over and over and over and over and over, this is not who we are. This is not who you are. This is not you. These are just all patterns that you're stuck in, that are playing out, that it's your responsibility to dissolve and you know, learn from, and then, you know, help other people. But it's not actually who we are. So it's all underpinned by surrendering to a living experience of who we truly are. Yeah, and that's a lot of fun. I really enjoy that.